came out with some earnings before the opening bell. $9 billion.
Now stay tuned to the show that'll change your life. This is the Safe and Secure Money System with your host, Bernie and Tyler Rezinski. This is not another money show. It's a guidance system to help you help yourself. Former West Point and Vietnam veteran, renowned and award-winning asset manager, tax and money planner, Bernie Rezinski, has been helping everyday people like you for over 30 years with a safe and secure money system. This is not an infomercial. Stay tuned and see why everyone from business professionals to all school teachers, nurses, moms, and retirees have all benefited from Bernie's time-proven wealth protection safe money system. Now, here are your hosts, Bernie and Tyler Rezinski.
Hey, good morning, Bloomington Normal. You've joined Tyler and Bernie Rezinski. We're your hosts for the Safe and Secure Money System. Good morning, Bernie. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Tyler. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, boy, we're happy to be joining you folks here, broadcasting out on the radio waves of City 92.9. And we're going to bring you folks into our lives and into our world a little bit, just as you're bringing us into your world, and educate you a little bit about some things you may not know about. Bernie and I have over the years, come up with a system that we call the Safe and Secure Money System, which enables you to know that your retirement assets, your retirement funds, and your retirement lifestyle are safe. They're not going to be destroyed because the Wall Street casino has failed you as it has failed countless other Americans. Over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to educate you on a few aspects and talk about some of the challenges that are facing people who are retired or close to retiring in the United States here today and in these tenuous economic times.
Yeah, you brought up a whole number of different topics there in that one sentence.
And that's just the intro. Imagine how good the rest of the show is going to be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, that's the problem with only having a half an hour. You know, it's we need to really get right into it. I'd like to take some time warming up and getting going, but sure. But we just don't have it. Today we're going to talk about a number of different things, but before we do that, I want to talk. Tyler mentioned something about the Safe and Secure Money System, and we make some awful bodacious claims. I haven't heard that word since the last time I watched Beverly Hillbillies.
Were you looking for audacious? I think we make audacious claims.
Okay. So one of those claims is that this system will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the challenge to you, that may sound very bold to you, but it's been happening time and time again. And this is a process. It's not a show about a product. It's a process that is used to determine who and what type of money fits the Safe and Secure Money System. And what we do is basically use circumstances and experiences that we have from week to week. A totally unscripted show because life takes twists and turns, and we're part of people's lives. And
yeah, our listeners have no idea exactly how unscripted our show can be sometimes.
Yeah.
We really get behind the microphone and just talk about what's happened during the course of the week and what's happened to our clients. You know, one of the things I tell you folks is, you know, we can't do any more when we're coming through the radio here. We can't do any more than we're already doing besides give people what they want, which is to be safe with their money.
Yeah, and you know, in the government's fiscal and fiduciary policies at this point make it very, very difficult for people to do that. As you're listening to the show today, and if there's anything that comes to mind that you want to talk further with us about or email us about, my email is bernie@wtag.biz. bernie@wtag.biz. We're a family-owned organization. We're right here in Bloomington, Illinois. The phone number is 800-999-2371, 800-999-2371.
And you can reach me at tyler@wtag.biz. That's tyler@wtag.biz.
So this morning we've decided we're going to talk about something, and to go back to the fiduciary, or not fiduciary, but the fiscal policies that the government has in place that make it very difficult, especially for people who are approaching retirement or have just entered retirement, because on one hand, the low interest rate environment that they have created makes it very difficult for you to put your money on deposit in such a way that it's safe, but still keep up with some of the threats to your retirement, like inflation, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and when we're talking this here, one of the things that we're talking about, the key interest rates that the government puts out affect a broad variety of financial instruments. But at the basis of level, you can look at things like CD rates and realize what the interest rate environment is doing right now. All of you know exactly what CD rates are at right now.
And so what happens is you're between the devil and the deep blue sea as far as your retirement funds are concerned, because you either have to accept a low interest rate environment, which guarantees you absolutely no growth, okay, to keep up with inflation. And we all know inflation's ugly head is rearing up at this point in time. Or you have to assume unreasonable amounts of risk within your retirement planning structure, whether that's a self-employed pension plan, an IRA, a 401k, a 403b. You feel as though, well, I got to roll the dice here and hope and pray that when I start turning the faucet on for my retirement income, that there will be money there. My 401k will not be a 201k or a 101k, which has happened a bunch in the last 10, 12 years.
To countless Americans, you know. And the real problem that people run into is that, you know, that unacceptable level of risk you're talking about, Dad, is them having to put money in the market, having to play the Wall Street casino. The problem with that is the house always wins.
Yeah, so with that in mind, if you're just tuning in, what we're going to talk about today is retirement. The show's pretty much directed at those people who are close to retirement or have just entered retirement, and we're talking about your 401k or your retirement plan and the level of risk that you have in it and what some of the options that are available. Now, many of you are in 401ks and aren't aware that you can take charge of your 401k money. You don't have to leave it at the discretion of the Wall Street casino brokers. You can take charge of that by using in-service distribution. You have to remember that the motives that the Wall Street casino has are very, very devious isn't the right word.
No, they've got a lot of self-interest involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're looking out for number one.
Tyler, talk about the plan documents of most 401ks and the way that they're written up.
Yeah, well, what happens within a 401k, and for those of you who have a 401k or a 403b or a simple IRA, any type of employee-sponsored retirement plan, you know, you put your money in every year, the government gives you a tax break, but you have a very limited number of options to choose from. Now, it may not seem that your options are limited because you may sit down and be overwhelmed by all the different places you can put your money inside your 401k plan. You have different stocks, large cap, small cap. You have target date retirement funds. Well, within all these assets, it looks like you can really diversify, but really all you're doing is diversifying risk. One of the problems that people have is as they approach retirement, and indeed during the first 5 years of their retirement, any deviation from consistent growth. And when I say deviation from consistent growth, what I mean is loss because the market retreats greatly impacts our retirement over the course of our lifetime. Now, this is not just me sitting here saying this. But who I'm quoting here is a man named Dr. Moshe Malevsky, who is a professor at York University in Canada and is widely considered to be the single most brilliant man on the face of the planet when it comes to retirement planning and looking at it from a academic standpoint. And what he says is losses during the first 5 years of your retirement greatly impact the ability of your retirement to be successful over the long haul of your life.
By successful, what do you mean?
I mean lasting until you die.
Yeah.
Okay? What he's saying is that you have the probability for retirement ruin greatly increased when you take losses in your account. This is simple, folks. It sounds complicated, but when you have losses, when money leaves your account, it's no longer there to earn interest or to be taken out as income for you in the future. That's why when we sit down with folks, you know, we spend one-third of our lifetime in retirement anymore. That's a long, long time.
And you have to have a plan during that. Let's talk about that for just a minute, because back when Social Security was instituted and the retirement plan turned into 62, Franklin Roosevelt was our president.
Smart man here at that point
smart
in time.
Man. Yeah, 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 and great guy. Whether you like him or dislike him is beside the point. Social Security exists. But the brilliance behind that is in that one-third of our lifetime that we spend in retirement at this point in time is important to take into consideration, because tell the listeners about...
Well, ask yourself the question, folks. Are we living longer? Are you living longer than your parents? Did your parents live longer than your grandparents? Yes, we are living longer. And so the thing to consider here is that when Social Security was first put into out into the public view here and was first made available, we had to start, our retirement age was at 62. Well, people only, the general life expectancy of people at that point in time was about 61.4. So most folks didn't live to be able to collect on Social Security, which was why it worked. Now we're in an age where people are living into their 90s consistently.
And it makes it even that much more important to make sure your money is safe. The type of person that qualifies to be part of the safe and secure money system is basically the person that says that I want my money safe. If you can't answer that question with a resounding yes, then you need to spend some time with Tyler and I discussing your situation. And you can do that by calling 800-999-2371. 800-999-2371. Again, this process is not about a product. It's about an equation where planning, process, and options equal safety, security, and guarantee. And it's different for everybody.
Hi, this is Diane Graham, and I want to tell you something that I wish my husband and I learned a long time ago. Recently, I heard a radio host ask his audience, "Is your money safe?" I looked over at my husband and asked, "Is our retirement money safe?" He said, "Sure, our broker has it under control." However, I suddenly became concerned when the host went on to report that when a husband dies, nearly 85% of the widows fire the financial planner. I asked myself why. He went on to explain that women want security and safety, and we don't want to gamble with our futures. My husband and his broker can accept that investing is risky, but I feel that investing in the stock market is gambling with our money. The radio show is The Safe Money System with Bernie Rosinski. I went online to www.wtag.biz and watched testimonials of his happy clients. Don't waste another minute gambling with your retirement future. Contact Bernie today at 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371. Now I sleep at night because when Bernie asks, "Is your money safe?" I answer yes.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Diane's got a powerful testimony, doesn't she? I always enjoy listening to her.
Yeah, she certainly does.
Well, if you're just tuning in, Tyler, you're listening to the Safe and Secure Money System with Tyler and Bernie Rosinski. We're right here in Bloomington, Illinois, family-owned concern that I've been working with retirees in the financial services industry for 35 years. Tyler, my cohort here, has been working with me for almost 9. And
feels a lot longer than that.
Oh, baby, tell me about it. Okay. And during the process of the time that we've been working together, we developed a process called the Safe and Secure Money System that helps people make sure that their money is safe for their retirement years. And today we're talking about a number of different things. In the first half of the show, we talked about 401ks and in-service distributions a little bit. I think we need to get a little bit more focused this half and present some of the solutions and talk about the plan documents. And Tyler and I on our show constantly refer to Wall Street as the casino, the Wall Street casino, because basically what happens when you're throwing your money into that system, especially at the level here on Main Street, you know, by the time you and I as individual investors get around to investing in Wall Street, all the good deals are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're gone. We just get sold whatever some stockbroker's manager says, "Hey, this is what we got to push this week because XYZ company's giving us a great deal if we get so much of their stock out on the street this week." Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens in reality, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's the sad truth of the Wall Street system.
Okay. Now, the Wall Street, the other part of the Wall Street system, there are trillions of dollars in 401k, and you have to understand the method and the madness behind the management of your money. Wall Street gets paid by assets under management. Key. So when your employer decides to put a 401k plan into place, 99% of the time, I might be over-exaggerating that, Tyler, but the greatest share of the time, what happens is when the plan documents are put into place, the Wall Street casino pit bosses that are putting the plan documents together put in there that there's nothing that can be done as far as in-service plan distributions before 59 and a half. Now, what does that do to your money? That handcuffs your money and makes it stay in that that program that you may not like that much, okay, but you're in it because you feel you have no other options.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not necessarily true, okay, because you, if, and this is talking to employers, if you're an employer out there, you can go to your custodian and say, hey, we want to give our employees greater control over their 401k money, and we want them to be able to do in-service distributions before 59 and a half. All this is a little one-page or two-page amendment to the document that gives you the freedom to do that. Why is that important? The 401k custodian, the Wall Street casino, the house, does not want you to have control of that money to be able to take that out of there because, again, they get paid by assets under management. So if you're 50 years old or 55 years old and you've got a half a million, a quarter of a million and a half, whatever, in your 401k, they want to keep a hold of that. That is something that we help employers out with and employees with all the time.
Yeah, it's important to remember that these 401ks, 403bs are not managed by benevolent companies. They are for-profit associations, and they are interested in their bottom line. Now, what so many of you will have access to, and if you're listening and you have a 401k, a 403b, a simple IRA, a Roth 401k, whatever you may have through your employer, you may very likely, within your plan document, be allowed to do something that's called an in-service distribution. This is very important. I just did this week with some clients, and I'll kind of paint you a word picture of what this looks like. This client is 61, and he's getting ready to retire. He works at a local company here in town, and he's getting ready to retire. He's retiring in a year. Well, he's got a 401k with a target retirement date allocation, and it's just basically a mix of stocks, bonds, etc. Okay, well, he's getting ready to retire in a year from now. He wants to retire at that point in time. He's got a nice big garden he wants to work on. They live out in the country. He wants to go on with his life. Well, the biggest threat that he has is if his 401k gets cut in half because the market drops. Well, most people feel like they have to leave their money in their 401k and in these different types of risky investments within the 401k because they don't have options. They're handcuffed. Well, you may be able to do an in-service distribution and take control of that money before you retire, before you leave that company, put it in an IRA, and get a greater degree of safety. Now, you need to be in control of your money. Let me give you an example, okay? And stick with me for a second. You'll remember September 11th, 2001, okay? And what happened in September 11th, 2001, after that tragedy happened, Wall Street shut down. You couldn't buy, sell, get any of your money out. Okay, and so what happened here is if you had wanted to have access to that, you wouldn't have been able to. Now, under the guise of freedom and flexibility, Wall Street is giving people empty promises. You need to be able to control your assets, take control of that while you can, take control of it, invest it how you see fit so that you can have a comfortable and secure retirement.
Those are all really great questions, Tyler. Wonderful questions. But what's the solution? Where does the safe and secure money system enter into this?
Great point.
Or does it?
Yeah, it sure does. You can give us a call at 800-999-2371, 800-999-2371. And we do have options and solutions for those of you who are interested in being able to say your money's safe.
Yeah, no, that's a question we ask people all the time. Is your money safe? Most of you think that it is. Oh, my advisor took me out of mutual funds and put me into stock funds and put me into bonds or bond funds.
Just different types of risk.
Yeah.
Diversified risk, that's what I like to call
it. Yeah,
that.
And so is your money safe? A second opinion is something that could be in order. That is one question that we ask constantly. Another question that is, well, what would you do if I asked you, is this the year you take charge of your retirement and take it out of the hands of the Wall Street casino? Because like we mentioned at the top of the show, life expectancy has gotten so much longer than mm-hmm. it used to be that you can expect to live one-third of your lifetime in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Because if you're just listening, in the first half of the show, we talked about life expectancy when Social Security first came around. It was 61.4 years old, and you were able to start taking Social Security at age 62. Well, now, Social Security planning is a very important aspect of your retirement plan. It's something we also help people out with, but that's a topic for a whole other show sometime. But you've got 20 to 30 years that you have to plan for. I know, Tyler, when I first got into this business, when I was talking to people who were 70 and 75 years old 35 years ago, we talked mainly about end-of-life issues.
Yeah.
Since you've been doing this, okay, when was the last time we talked about end-of-life issues with a 70, 75-year-old?
You don't. You plan for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's made retirement planning very, very, very difficult because people's assets have to last that long. It's
okay.
Easy to outlive your assets.
Because some of the threats that you have are longevity, outliving your assets, like you pointed out,
mm-hmm.
okay, and inflation.
Yep.
And now, does the Safe and Secure Money System have any provision to help people out with that?
Well, absolutely. The tools that we use, and we haven't talked much about tools here today, folks. We've been at kind of a high level. And you can refer to other shows that we've done, our podcasts on WTAG.biz, WTAG.biz, to hear us talk about more in depth about the specifics of the tools that we use. And we'll address it in future shows as well. But the tools we use can guarantee income for the rest of your life, guarantee that you'll never run out of money for you and your spouse. Okay, so that's a very, very, very powerful tool.
Yeah, and also these tools, this process can give you the potential for participation in market growth, okay, while eliminating downside risk, and listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, locking in any gains that you have. So as that money grows, you don't have to worry about the gains that you get evaporating.
Your principal is safe, and so is your interest.
Yeah, and also, if structured properly, this can benefit tax-wise. Then does anybody think taxes are going up? It can benefit succeeding generations from a tax perspective.
I like how you drop in the tax bomb just as we're ending the show. That is several weeks' worth of shows to talk about the taxation of these types of plans. So, folks, you can get a hold of us at 800-999-2371. That's 800-999-2371. Thank you for spending a portion of your Saturday morning with us. This is Tyler and Bernie Rosinski. We enjoyed our time together. Tune in again next week.